This is KUT
Austin.
Stop. This is KUT. I'm Jennifer Staten. There are at least 335 confirmed cases of COVID-19 among residents and staff at nursing homes and long-term care facilities in Austin-Travis County, and 30 deaths. There are now calls to test all staff and residents at those facilities as the coronavirus pandemic continues. I spoke by phone with Austin Public Health Director Stephanie Hayden about the city's response to the 15 clusters of COVID-19 cases at nursing homes and long-term care facilities in Austin. The city is working to locally replace the state strike teams that have been offering nursing and other support at some facilities, but that have pulled out.
This is one of our top priorities because it ultimately affects our entire community, and that's why testing is so important. And the city will provide all of the necessary resources and support to the nursing homes. In addition to that, we will do contact tracing in those facilities as well, because we do need to be able to determine, additional services we need to provide in that facility.
So you said the city would provide all necessary resources and support, and that testing is critical. What might some of those resources and support mechanisms be in addition to contact tracing?
The strike teams are a resource. In addition to that, if there are testing kits, we need to provide them. We've also provided technical assistance for them to be able to provide their own tests. We have actually gone in and done some testing. And then we have also provided them PPE. So they are able to order PPE from us, and we deliver it to their facilities.
And PPE being personal protective equipment, such as masks and gloves. We've been hearing a lot about that. You mentioned testing, and when we chatted last week, we talked about the testing level in the Austin area. In Austin is still right at about 2,000 a week. You mentioned more testing in nursing home facilities and long-term care facilities. There are calls to test all residents and staff anywhere there is a cluster. Is there ramped up testing capacity yet that could actually do all of that testing?
We have placed some additional orders for additional test kits with the state. In addition to that, we have also made an additional purchase on our own with a private laboratory. And so we are confident that we will be able to provide the testing that we need in those facilities.
Do you have a sense of how many tests that would be if we looked at the facilities you mentioned where there are clusters and calls to test all residents and staff? Do you have a sense overall of how many additional tests would be needed to cover that?
At this time, we most facilities, the smaller facilities, at least have 100 residents in them. And from the data that we have, it does show the number of, the recommended number of staffing. So we are in the process of developing a plan that will determine exactly how many tests we need. So at this point, we only have an estimate, and it's not a good estimate. So we want to go back and actually do the survey to determine exactly how many tests we will need. And the goal is that, as we look at that, as we look at the facilities and where they have clusters, what we, want to be certain of is that we will, we've done some, when I say pilot testing, we have gone in and, we've tested the employees, and then we've gone back and tested all the residents and, have conducted some interviews so we can develop some baseline data. And then we moved on to another facility. And so this is going to help us as we're moving forward with testing the rest of the facility.
Knowing that older people are more vulnerable to complications from COVID-19, and seeing what happened in Washington State early on in the pandemic at a long-term care facility there. I know Austin Public Health back in early mid-March started issuing some orders about visitors to long-term care facilities. Why not issue that call for widespread testing of those populations earlier on, a couple of months ago when things were really starting to ramp up?
We are continually looking at ways to protect our most vulnerable. Our proactive efforts to protect our vulnerable populations within nursing homes and long-term care facilities began on March 11th with an initial health authority control order issued by Dr. Escott. This order outlined a proactive measure to avoid the spread in facilities, such as displaying hygiene signage, making hand sanitizer readily available, and symptom and temperature checking everyone entering the facility. Since then, we've updated our control orders and have been issued to enhance protection against the spread of COVID-19 among vulnerable populations in the event of positive cases and clusters. We are adhering to the CDC recommendations for nursing homes and long-term care facilities. The updated orders stipulate that if there's a confirmed case of COVID-19 in a facility, all patients, staff, and next of kin must be notified. And in the event of a cluster, the facility must restrict receiving new or returning patients and make all staff available for testing, among other provisions.
So it didn't come up, though, back on March 11th to go ahead and start testing then, knowing the vulnerability of the populations involved?
On March 11th, we moved to do more proactive efforts. And we were starting to do some testing at that time. At the time, there was not the recommendation to test the entire facility. And everything is evolving and changing. And so as things move along, and we have more access to testing and more information comes through CDC, as well as the availability of PPE. So we evolve and improve with those additional support.